Well, last year, most of the clubs weren't happy with the format, Chris. It was organised on, I would say, maybe a monthly basis throughout the season. And the clubs, I think, in general, preferred it to be used as, not to demean the competition, but use it as pre-season, which might be a bit unfair to the sponsor. But it's still a very, very competitive competition. And the teams that qualify at this stage of the season, they have a semi-final and hopefully a final to look forward to towards the end of the season. So it falls into place nicely. It gives teams sort of a couple of weeks to get their panel together, to get their players together. It might not be their settled team by any manner of means, but it gets the show on the road, as they say. And it is a very good competition. And it's, as I said, at the end of the season, if you're in the semi-final, you always have something to look forward to, whether you're competing for the league itself, whatever league you're in, or whether maybe you're trying to avoid relegation. There's always that extra bit to look forward to at the end of the season.
Yeah, and it's also a chance for some clubs to play teams who they won't be playing in the league because it features teams from different divisions.
That's it, yeah. You get a wide range of teams. Most of them now we can say that it is basically geographically local, but at the same time you might have teams from the Premier competing teams with the First Division and the Second Division. So it's always an interesting competition, and as I said, teams are still getting their panels and their players together, and you can always expect a few surprises here and there, but usually the stronger teams eventually do come out on top.
There are a number of matches down for decision this weekend in the Brian McCormick Cup, and the way it's structured, you have your area finals, the winners get through from the four areas, then you have your semi-final, and of course the final, one of the showpiece occasions at the end of the season. So this weekend we've Castlefin Celtic against Kildrum Tigers, Donegal Town against St. Catharines, and Kilmacrenan and Celtic against Cranford, and no doubt they'll all be contested with some vigour.
Absolutely, Chris. You look at the Kilmacrenan and Cranford. First of all, Cranford, I think last year, managed to stay in their division, but I'd say they'd be having high hopes this year of being more competitive and probably aiming for promotion. So they'll be playing a team that defeated our own side at the weekend, Kilmacrenan, who have been bolstered by a few new signings. So that's going to be an interesting game. Kilmacrenan, possibly, maybe if they're at home, they might prove a little bit too strong for Cranford. And then down the south of the county, you've got Donegal and Killybegs. St. Catharines, Killybegs, a very, very young team. And I believe Donegal have lost a number of players from last season. So that's going to make you for an interesting competition as well between those two sides. Killybegs, I thought last year they ran Fannett very, very close to the Premier Division and only faltered towards the latter stages. So I would sort of expect St. Catharines Killybegs to come out on top maybe there, Chris.
And Castlefin and Kildrum Tigers, one would expect Kildrum to be the stronger side there?
Absolutely. Kildrum, again last year, they were sort of competing in the upper echelons of the league and going for the top three or top four. They sort of fell away towards the end as well. But Kildrum are one of those teams. They can be very, very good on certain days, and other days some of the results can surprise you. So Castlefin last year, probably they were, along with ourselves, they were struggling at the bottom end of the Premier Division. They eventually went through and fell to the First Division, but they'll be regrouping this year, and it will not be an easy game for Kildrum. But I would expect them to come through it. And then the other game, I think, that's been held over for a number of weeks, the Kenny and Swilly or at Mullen.
Now, you've touched on there from the Premier Division. It's certainly going to be, on paper, it looks like being one of the most competitive in many a year. And for the teams in it, I mean, this year, it's probably a toss of a coin. There's certainly going to be four or five teams in contention for the title, you would think.
Looking at all the teams that are in it, and with Bonagie and Letterkenny Rovers being promoted as well, and from all reports that both teams have bolstered their panels again this year, it's going to be a very, very competitive league. You look at all the teams in it and you'd say to yourself, where would all the points go, or who's going to get a victory here or there? Looking at last year's champions, Fannett, I would still fancy them. They've got that couple of years of experience and they've won two Premier Divisions. It'll not be easy to try and get the third. Letterkenny Rovers and Bonagie, we know what they're going to bring. Very talented players, very experienced players by all accounts. And on this, then our own side of the country down here in the West, Keju, I thought last year were a very, very, very good team. They just missed out on maybe finishing second in the league, and they lost the Brian McCormack Cup itself in the final against Letterkenny Rovers. Kilmacrenan, as I said before, they have added to their panel from last year. Killybegs, always looking at Killybegs, I thought they were one of the best football team in the league. Very young, very skillful, and lots and loads of ability, probably lacking that little bit of experience. But if you were picking a winner at this stage, I would look at Fannett, Letterkenny Rovers, Bonagie, and I'd fancy Keju Rovers to give it a good shot this year.
That'll certainly be interesting. Paul Rua McBride is managing Gweedore Celtic. You're helping out with him. Last year you ended up in a playoff. So how are things panning out for yourselves so far this year?
It's more or less the same, Chris, with us. Very young team. Two or three experienced players like Mick McKelvey, Thomas Diver, and the rest you're talking about. Basically, team players coming through from our youth team, probably lack of experience there. But towards the end of the season last year, probably took us the three quarters of the season before we found our feet. And it's only in the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season that the players themselves sort of got a feel for the league and probably got a bit more belief. Lost quite a lot of games, naturally enough, and we finished third bottom, and we did manage to beat Donegal 10 on the last day of the season. As I said, if we could stay in this division another year, the experience for the young lads will hold them in future, but it's a matter of us trying to survive. And as I mentioned there earlier, you're talking about the likes of Fannett and Bonagie, Keju, the Kenny Rovers, Killybegs. It's going to be very, very hard for our young boys to match up. But I know the quality that's there. It's probably Paul will be looking more of it long term rather than short term. Last year, survival was key. This year, survival will be key as well. But with that extra year experience, Chris, it might hold us a lot better going forward. If we could finish somewhere out of the bottom two, and preferably miss the bottom three as well, we'd be more than happy. But it's going to be an excellent division, I think. The best division that you can play in, of course, is where there is quality. It can only help our players improve their game, gain experience, and build on it from there.
With Bonagie United and Letterkenny Rovers back now in the top flight and following the demise of the Ulster Senior League, it's back to the future, almost 40 years on from when the Ulster Senior League began. And in those days, Gweedore Celtic were an intermediate club at the very beginning of the Ulster Senior League. So a lot of water under the bridge.
A lot of water under the bridge. And when you look at the geographical spread of all the teams, it is representative probably of, lots of clubs in the county, from starting down at Fannett up to Kildrum, and then around the Letterkenny area. Probably there's a bit more competition there. It's going to be very highly competitive. It is looking like a real old Ulster Senior League competition, but that day is gone, Chris. And for us, Gweedore Celtic, our own team, probably a lot of water has gone on the bridge. Players have passed through, lots of things have happened. But we're looking forward to it, and it's a challenge for every team in this competition this year. It's not going to be a cakewalk for any side whoever comes out on top will be well worthy of winning the Premier Division.
Yeah. Briefly, First Division, it's also an extremely tough division. I mean, you've teams going up, you've teams coming down, and right until the very end of the season, there's nearly always something to play for.
Well, it's probably one of the divisions that's hardest to get out of. It's sometimes easy to drop down into it, but it's hard to get out of it. And looking at the two of the teams that we competed with last year, Donegal and Milford, and Castlefin, those three teams, they'll be looking for a quick return to the Premier, I'm sure. And then you've got lots of local derbies in there. You've got the likes of Milford and Cranford. Ballybuffet and Capri are there. Bedore United and Glenay. It's going to be hard for any team. And as you said, it's up until the last day of the season. Sometimes you don't know whether you're going to get promoted, whether you can finish in the top three or the bottom three. And the good thing about this league, I suppose, you've got two teams, Castlefin and Milford, that dropped down last year. Two teams coming into it. So you're not playing the same team sort of year in, year out. And there's always that surprise element from some teams. You don't know, Lifford could come strong, Bedore United, Capri. But as I said, Castlefin will be looking to bounce back. Milford under Noel Gillespie will be looking to bounce back fairly quickly. And again, highly competitive, probably, as I said before, one of the hardest divisions to come out of.
Yeah. It's not unusual to see the team winning the lowest division coming up, getting a bit of momentum, and then maybe going up the following year and sort of going up through the ranks and, you know, just getting a really good squad together. That's happened on quite a few occasions.
Well, as I say, success breeds success, and whether if you're progressing from the second division up into the first, sometimes that momentum can carry you forward into that season, Chris. And if the players, as I say, get a bounce out of it, and they look at it as a challenge, but they'll say to themselves, whoever it is, it's no more than what they did the previous year. Just maybe add a few players to their panel, and all of a sudden you can find yourself in, maybe by Christmas, in the top three or the top four. And after Christmas, if they're able to kick on. The first six games in any league, I always say, Chris, especially in an 18-team league, the first third of the season, usually it shows or it tells you where you're likely to be competing, whether you're competing for the first three positions or the bottom three positions. The first six games are crucial for any side in any division. And if you're coming into that division with a bit of momentum, it can really, really add to your first six games and being competitive and picking up points. And all of a sudden, you've got belief that you can progress further.
Yeah, and indeed, the same applies to the Saturday divisions. There'll be plenty of action and competition there. Just rounding things off, Hugh, just conscious of the clock here. Coghill Celtic lifting that FAI Junior Cup trophy. You'd be hopeful that Donegal will have teams going far in that competition again, and also the Oscar Traynor Cup. And it's a while since you were involved in that. Indeed, you captained the Oscar Traynor team many years ago, and it's a very important competition, and it would be great to see Donegal winning it again.
Well, the likes of Coghill now are the standard there for Donegal football, and they did really, really well. Kenny came very sort of close to going to the latter stages as well. I'm sure Bunnaghy will be eyeing it. Fannad, maybe now that they have won two Premier trophies, maybe they have Davai on the Junior Cup as well. Regarding the Oscar Traynor, it would be great to see the team progressing and not just competing, but to win the competition. And the players are there. If the structure is right and if the players are willing to put the effort in, there is no reason whatsoever that Donegal could not or should not lift that Oscar Traynor yet again, especially now that we have the likes of some of the top clubs in the county. They all have very, very good players. If they're willing to put more effort into winning the Oscar Traynor, I know their own club comes first, and some of them might be competing in Ulster Cup and the Junior Cup, and maybe it's not a priority with lots of players. But if the management structure is correct and if they get the right players on board, I can't see any reason why Donegal should not go on and win that trophy. Maybe not this year, but in the next two seasons or three seasons.